Blog Talk Radio.
Devin the Dude. He will be in the building around 7:30.
And we will have Kenny Mouse at 7. You know, we're excited about those guys. And as always, we can be listened to online at www.blogtalkradio.com/IJiveUrbanRichRadio, or you can search us on iTunes because we're podcasting live right now, and you can search us at IJive Urban Rich Radio, or you can call in at 1-323-580-5749, and if you press 1, that lets us know that you would like to speak to either myself or the guest. And, guys, again, we're excited about our special guest today. And also, to let you know, tomorrow I will be in Rockingham, North Carolina. I will be hosting a Showcase Your Talent show tomorrow. And it starts at 6 p.m. Leek Street School. There will be lots of A&Rs there. And we will, there will be several radio stations. And, you know, it's such a pleasure to be a part of this special event. Big shout-out to Team Sax for asking me to be the host. And, you know, it's an honor, and I really appreciate that. And we're excited to go down there and just listen to the different artists, see what they got for us. So, you know, we're excited about that. And this week in itself was an awesome week. We had several guests that was in the building. We had Team Exotics Terrell Styles and the Stars Barbara, Miss Nita Nice. We had DJ Johnny O that was in the building. I mean, it was crazy. The whole week was live. And next week is going to be awesome. On Monday, we will be having Bishop Don Juan. On Tuesday, we will have HBCU College, different historical black colleges. Organization that's going to be in the building as well. On Wednesday, we got Bobby Valentino. And on Thursday, we got artists out of Charlotte, Keys and Noriega. Y'all know Noriega. I love some Noriega. He will also be in the building. And we're going to end it with Baby D out of ATL, Atlanta. You know, you might know him from the Gucci Man track. So, yeah, we're going to end it, and it's going to be live. It's going to be crazy all next week as well, and we're excited about the guests and all the listeners tuning in right now. You know, major shout out to you. It's a Friday. Thank God it is Friday. We are pumped up today. Right now, we want to go back to some hot music. You know, it's a laid-back Friday for us today, so we want to go back to some hot music. And we've been having different artists that, you know, just been really making moves. So especially, we don't like to say underground, but artists that are, you know, on top of the world right now. And right now we want to go to Nico Smith, Speak of Blows. And he is an American Idol finalist.
Way past the red line. to my wires up. Oh, I send my heat you up. Before I burn my fuel out. So kill the noise, girl. I don't wanna hear another sound. Screaming, fussing, cussing. Gotta unplug me now.
Go. Go. Mama, say no more. Your body just said it all. Her phone. I said, slow down. She said, baby, I'm grown. And now she's saying, she working me like a pro. Booty clap, clapping, bravo. She's saying, can we hit the front door? Now she's singing like she on tour.
Mother Nature on the payroll. They say raining, but Luda keeps signing. Cause me and Shock Zoo went half and bought an island. Chris cut half a million for the watch. Whipping 100-foot yachts up to 55 knots.
Okay.
10 years, been paying my dues, hoes. Get it right, paper long as Penelope Cruz knows. 10 and a half, alligator boots. And tailor-made water repellent cashmere suits. He's so boozy, all in the jacuzzi. Such a Virgo, and that's why he's so choosy. I like her, but I'm digging you too. Can do me like a wishbone and break me in two. Come one and come all at a time, cause my bottle service look like an assembly line. Right.
Celebration, pop.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are just listening to Taste I Can't. That was Taste I Can't. And right now, I want to take out the time and shout out Kevin Shine. Kevin Shine is right now on 106 Park as a judge. And he will be coming too. Coming back. And I will be hosting the North Carolina Music Summit. So if anybody wants to be a part of this summit, you can contact Yoshiko or I myself. And you can contact yoshiko.thefirm@gmail.com. Or you can contact me at nikkirich79@gmail.com. And, you know, this is going to be an exciting event. We know that DJ Johnny O is coming down. Moon already said he's coming down. It's going to be hot. So y'all stay tuned. The North Carolina Music Summit is going to be held in October. We're excited about that. So everybody, you listening now, and you heard it from me, Miss Nikki Rich, I will be hosting this event. And we're excited about it. But right now we want to go to Miss Alexis Jones Crush.
Choked up and saw you head my way, hoping that I lose the case. Cause I remember everything. Now do you snooze to the clothes you choose, to the scent of your cologne, aroma fill the room. You are the one.
I got a question. Charlotte. Check out Big Dipper TV. The Queen City's original hip-hop show. 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. On Time Warner Cable. On 1083. Featuring the hottest music video countdown. And independent artists from Carolina, D.C., and beyond.
right, welcome back to I Jive Urban Rich Radio, and I am the host, Miss Nikki Rich, and as always, you can listen to us live online at www.blogtalkradio.com/I Jive Urban Rich Radio, or you can listen to us on iTunes and search us. We're podcasting live, guys. We are podcasting right now, and you can search us at I Jive Urban Rich Radio, or you can call in and speak with me, myself, Miss Nikki Rich, or our special guest that's in the building today, Mr. Kenny Miles, or you can call at 1-323-580-5749, and if you press 1, that lets us know that you would like to speak with our guest. And to no further ado, we want to go ahead and get started. We have our special guest in the building, and I'm just going to introduce him, you know, give you a little bit background about him. Mr. Kenny Miles, he is from Indiana. He was born in Hollywood, man. As you know, he's been compared to R&B greats as Marvin Gaye, Freddie Jackson, and Glenn Jones. His vocal range has proven those comparisons are quite accurate. And Kenny first hit the music scene in 1999 with the quartet 2020 signed to DreamWorks. And no further ado, we want to go ahead and get started. We have our guests in the building. We'd like to welcome Mr. Kenny Miles.
Oh, that was so nice of an introduction.
How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Awesome, awesome. We're glad to have you here with us at iJive. This is, you know, your first time, and we're so excited to have you.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. I really appreciate the support, and glad to be here. You know, it's always good, you know, when someone is recognizing you, or I should say, so when someone likes your music, you know. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, we're going to get started and, you know, learn a little bit about Mr. Kenny Miles. I know you you sung background vocals for so many notable groups, the Nappy Roots and Twista, Christina Aguilera, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, love her,
yeah.
And Washington, Avant, and Kiki Wyatt,
mm-hmm.
And so on.
Yeah. And so on. I've been doing it for quite a while, so, you know. I've been blessed, you know, to be on the same stage with some, I mean, ridiculous talent, you know what I mean? So it's helped me to, you know, to kind of hone my craft, you know, and get it together. You know, I'm still working at it, you know, still a work in progress, but, you know, God is good.
He is. How'd you get started in the music industry?
Oh, wow. You know, this was not my first choice, honestly.
Okay.
What happened was my friends that were in the group with me with 2020, they actually called because they lost a member and they wanted somebody that, you know, was kind of equal to him, I guess you could say. And they thought about me and called me, and I was in Indianapolis, you know, chilling, actually in school. And stressed out and sitting in the middle of the room crying with a bottle of wine, and that was my way to take a break, so to say. And they called me out to California, and I came right out there, and I literally hit the street. I didn't even have time to take my bags to the house. I went straight to the studio, and there we are sitting in the studio, and Stevie Wonder listening to our music and telling us, you know, that, you know, what talent we have, and, you know, just giving us pointers on, you know, making it, how to make a good album, and you know, tell a story when you're telling, you know, when you're writing, and it was just an awesome experience, and I have not stopped since.
Yeah. I mean, you was in Who Can Play That Game?
You haven't.
I was a player. Now, I had a really small part that turned into a really tiny, tiny part. But, you know, if you go back to the movie and the first scene, you know, Vivica's, you know, is preparing herself to leave the office to go, you know, visit her boyfriend. And she's walking down the hallway and dude turns around and looks at her buttocks and says, "Damn, that's me."
I hear that. Yeah, I remember that part.
And I was so geeked at the movie theater. I was like, you know, I'm going to see myself. You know, I told my friends. I done got a whole group of people together. We at the theater. And when I saw the edited version of that, I was pissed. I was like, wow, you know. But, you know, again, you know, being on set with Vivica, you know, is where kind of where I started acting, you know, and she sat me down and told me quite a few things, you know. I'm always, my eyes are always open when I, you know, when I'm in the presence of somebody like that, you know, just to kind of feel where they, you know, how did you get there, and I want to be there, and, you know, help me, you know, where can I start, so.
That's it. Being on Austin Powers and with Beyonce and Michael Myers.
And that was stunt work. That was a lot of stunt work. You really wouldn't notice me because I have on prosthetics on my face. But I'm one of the roller skaters. And a lot of that was, you know, was stunt work because they needed skaters that, you know, that could dance on the skates. And so I went down and auditioned and brought my skates down, which I always keep them in the trunk. They're in the trunk right now, just in case I go skating somewhere.
Skating.
What'd you say?
I said, that sounds fun, skating.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it was fun. That was about 2 days shoots, 2 days in a row of 20 hours plus shooting, so, you know.
I know that was pretty fun. Were your feet hurting?
Yes, Lord. My feet were hurting. But, you know, I have, I was able to get over that, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, just being on set with people like that was, you know, absolutely great. You know, got a chance to talk to Beyonce's father. I was trying to get him to manage me and see if I can take my career where he's taking her. But, you know, you don't want to be too unprofessional.
No, you don't. All right. Well, you know, before we get to learn a little bit more about you, I have some music on deck. We have two-way gifts. We have Kenny. We have Last Night. Tell us a little bit about Last Night.
Last night was actually written. Me and a friend, I was telling him a story about the previous night, weird, because we were always riding together, you know, and I was telling them a story about the previous night, and it was just like, it was a different night, you know, me and my ex-fiance were, you know, we just had a really romantic night, and it had never been that way, you know, that particular way, I should say. And I was just kind of telling them about it, you know, and what was ironic and funny is the track that Last Night is, you know, that we wrote it to is actually that track. It was playing in the background by accident, you know, and it was just like, as I kept saying, Last Night was just crazy, man. It was crazy, and he was just like, dude, and we just kind of started humming melodies together, and there we go, you know, we came in with Last Night, you know. Last night, I made love to my baby. Last night. And that's where it came. That's where, you know.
All right. You might need to keep going. Last night. All right.
Yeah.
Here we go. Kenny
Mouth. Have you ever been at work thinking about your baby? Woo, woo, woo. How when you're intimate, it feels like it. Sacred.
Oh, yes, it does.
Just the other day, were on the phone. You said, baby, come over.
Don't wanna be alone.
And if you're feeling lucky, baby,
and you wanna win,
come and take a chance. I'm waiting.
Somebody sing to me like that every day. I'm like, can he sing every day, honey?
You get tired of it.
No, that is nice. I love it. We have the people in the chat room saying, one guy said, that brother got soul.
Oh, brother, I appreciate it.
Shout out to Millennium in the chat room.
Wow. Hey, make sure you tell the people they can follow me on Twitter at Kenny Miles. That's KENIMYLES. Facebook, all that. As long as you spell it right, you'll find me.
Yes. And I've been blowing your Twitter up as well.
Okay.
But I know you.
No.
But yes, I love that song. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
that was so nice. I love that. That sounded like like it would be played in a movie.
Hey, that's what, you know, I always shoot for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Try to see if I can, you know, make that happen with my music, you know. Just kind of depending on what's going on, I try to stay up on the movies that are being, you know, that are out, you know, and plays and things like that. I'm actually doing a musical director for a play called Stripped that is Levin's Communications, Dorsey Levin's. I used to play with Green Day and Tiffany Brown out of Atlanta. And we have Ed and Lisa Hartwell, Dorsey Levin's, of course, Ryan Stewart, Karan, God, what is Karan's last name? I can't think of his name right now. It's an awesome play, absolutely awesome play, awesome cast. And I have the privilege of being a musical director, so... be on the lookout.
That is, I mean, just all over the place. And I know, also, I didn't know that you were writing music scores for Bernie Mac.
Yes, I did. I have about four songs, actually, that are on Bernie Mac. Two-Way Gift is one of them that is that plays, and, you know, just kind of plays under episodes, you know, so it just kind of, I get calls for those, you know, those type of things. Just like, you know, we need new music for something, and me and my producer friends will get together, and that producer is out of California. His name is William Hanford Lee, and great musician and artist himself. So, yeah, I stay busy.
Okay. I know, I see. And you also, you know, you released in 2009 My Rhythm and My Blues. Tell us a little bit about that. And I know it's currently on iTunes as well.
Yes, My Rhythm, My Blues was one of those things where, like I said, I was just kind of sitting around thinking. I had been doing background for pretty much everybody. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I said, it's about time for me to do an album, you know what I mean? But I want it to be about R&B. You know, I want it to be about kind of, you know, my struggles in the business and what have you. And, you know, My Rhythm, My Blues just kind of came to me, and the title track just was in my head. It was just literally in my head. And when you hear it, when you actually hear it on the album, that is exactly how we did it. I sang it just like that, and I was like, okay, that's it, you know. And the guy that was the engineer at the time was like, dude, you know, he says, I'm going to call my friend in. And so he called someone in, Derek Stevenson. And Derek came in, and he just kind of started playing keys over it. And what you have, you know, the actual song is actually just me messing around in the studio. I'm like, you know, it's that time for me to do that. And 14 tracks are on it, and the producers are ridiculous. Chris Romming out of Atlanta, William Hanford Lee, of course, the LeBeau brothers out of New Orleans, and G1 and DJ Quick did one cut on there. And I have some guest appearances from some local artists and rappers, Boo Man, Jasmine Flowers. It's, you know, I had a great team of people come through and help me with this. So, you know, it was a blessing all in, and it took me no time to really complete it. And what you have probably took about maybe 3 or 4 months once I got everybody together and got all the music done, you know. And that's the story of it.
Well, that's... just been making it happen. You're accomplishing these goals. You're doing a lot. And, you know, we here at iDrive Urban Rich Radio, we support you in everything that you're doing. And we're glad to have you on today.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And like I said, it's definitely a pleasure. And I'm excited to be doing, you know, doing this. So thank you very much, and everyone at the station.
And we also have another one of your songs. It's called No One to Blame.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
That's one of my favorite songs. This song was written by my two really good friends, the LeBeau brothers, Jimmy and G, and myself, and the musicians on it are actually local musicians in Atlanta. But this song was written back in like 98 or so, and we just cut it as a demo and forgot about it, completely forgot about it. So we were sitting down, and all of a sudden, one of the guys was like, "Do you remember this song?" And I was like, "Dude, I do remember that song." He was like, "Man," he was like, "we should recut it for the album. We should cut it for the album." And that's what we did. So we brought some live musicians. Everything that you're hearing in this song is actually live and live studio. But yes, this is one of my favorite songs, and no one's to blame. And it's just about two people that fell in love, having issues and falling out of love, but they're saying to each other, "I love you enough to say that you're my friend, and no one's really to blame." You know what I mean? We just fell apart. So
here we go. No one's to blame. Kenny Mao.
What would you do about it?
Radio, and you are just listening to Mr. Kenny Miles, No One's to Blame. Now, Kenny, that song right there, I'm with you. That's one of my favorites right there. I just had to go get some water. Oh, Lord.
Well, I appreciate it, and I hope, you know, that everyone has the same reaction. You know, it's hard to tell, you know, with people because you don't know, you know, what they're feeling, and so, you know, it's like I still haven't got. I get a lot of feedback from the songs, you know, but people say they like it, but they don't. You know, I don't really know, you know, if people experience that, because what you're getting is, you know, not necessarily, you know, what I see, but it's what I've experienced. So, you know, when you don't go through something, maybe you don't feel it as much, but, you know.
Yes, that was a really nice song. I really like that song. Mm-hmm. That's one of my favorites right there.
Yeah, that's one I do acoustically live. When I do it live, I do it acoustically, just me and guitar. And, yeah, I love that song. It's a lot of changes, and, you know, it's a couple of changes in it and some high notes, but, you know, that's kind of my theme.
Okay. Well, I know we're winding it down here. Is there anything you would like for our listeners to know about Mr. Kenny Miles or any upcoming projects that you're working on?
Yes, sorry, having phone issues here. Yes, well, I am working. I'm currently working on, like I said, the show Stripped, the play Stripped. And there's talk of our opening night was the 27th of last month through the 31st. And we did a week run here in Atlanta. And everyone, you know, came out to support it. And we got a lot of buzz, producers, you know, trying to make it a movie and all of that. So, you know, look forward to that because with all the stars and the money that we have behind it, it's definitely going to be a movie. I'm currently also not as a musical director, that's for Stripped, but as an actor, I'm actually working on a play right now. And we have spot dates. The tour is a little spread out. And we are in South Fayetteville, South Carolina, on the 20th, along with the group that I'm currently singing with, which is the Rude Boys from back in the 90s. And I don't know if you remember that group, if you're even old enough to remember it.
I remember the Rude Boys.
Yes, indeed. It's written all over your face. You don't have to say it first. Yes, so I'm the newest member in that group. So we are actually on a tour, so I'm doing three tours simultaneously. It's really ridiculous, and the dates are really working out. God is blessing me because, you know, I'm in couple dates, I'm in the same exact city with the play, so I don't have to, you know, use the understudy. So it has been great, you know. Excuse me. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And God, I mean, you know, you can check me out on like I said, Twitter and MySpace and Facebook and all of the websites, Reverb Nation and all that stuff. You just look for my name, Kenny Miles, K-E-N-I-M-Y-L-E-S. And that's where you'll find me. I'll be somewhere singing or doing something.
All right. And, again, he will be in Fayetteville, North Carolina next weekend on August the 20th.
Yes.
And,
August the 20th. And this weekend I'm actually in
Greenville,
South Carolina. And we are doing a throwback concert in the park with our radio station is 107.3.
Jam.
And that should be absolutely, 107.3 Jam. That should be absolutely fun. So.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Awesome. Well, we thank you again for being with us on iDrive Urban Rich Radio. And you are welcome to come back and, you know, let us know about any projects you're working on. Feel free to come back anytime.
Right.
You know, maybe you want some host one day.
Hey, we can do that. We can do that, most definitely.
Yeah.
I will definitely tune in. I heard a couple of songs while I was listening before I called in. And
okay.
You know, great talent out there. So, you know, I definitely will be back.
All right. Well, we thank you again, and we wish you all much love and success in everything you've got going on.
Thank you so much. God bless you and all of your listeners. And just, you know, go out and support independent music, you know, if you can. If you like what you heard, go out and support it. KennyMiles.com, all the artists that are up here and support this radio station. And Nikki, thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you so much. All right. You were just listening to Mr. Kenny Miles, and he had some awesome music. It was just amazing. You know, no one's to blame. I was feeling that song right there. That was hot. And right now, we're going to jump right into our second half, and we're going to jump right in with H-Town, I Appreciate You.
This song goes out to all the women who are or has been in a bad relationship.
Oh,
there are still good men,
yeah,
who understand,
yeah,
your pain.
You in a relationship, but you still feel alone. And you're tired of being ignored. You try to tell them how you feel. You've been cussing and fussing and acting up, but he's still not listening to you. Your mind takes a leave, but your heart says no. But girl, all I wanna say is, you take care of home. You still love him even though he do you wrong.
Hoping that the happy days come back.
So many years. Cause you love him. Your mind begins to change.
You know, rockin' with iJive, Urban Rich Radio. Shout out Nikki Rich, it's your boy BZB. You already know, First in Flight representer, Tahir Gang, and you already know it's TCB. Ha!
Cause I'll give you
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. I am your host, Ms. Nikki Rich, and as always, you can tune in to iJive Urban Rich Radio Sunday through Friday, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And y'all, we just recently had Kenny Miles on. And it was awesome. You can go back if you're just tuning in now and you thought you missed Kenny Miles. You can go back and listen in our archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/iJive Urban Rich Radio. Or you can search us on iTunes at iJive Urban Rich Radio because we're podcasting live. And also, you can call in at 1-323-580-5749. And I want to give a major shout out to Miss Tanya Pace. Tanya M. Pace of Hair Creativity. Y'all can follow her at Hair Creativity. And that is her Twitter name. She was just tuned in, and we appreciate everybody that's listened. Miss Kane, she's in the chat room. Shout out to her, as well as Millennial. You know, he's always showing support. Miss Kane is too. She's always showing support, and we appreciate everybody that's tuned in right now. And we're just so blessed here at Urban Rich Radio. We have so many listeners, and it just keeps going. It keeps growing. Our show is growing. It's getting heard. Everybody is listening. A lot of people are tuned in, and all I can say is God is good, and, I mean, he's amazing. So we thank everybody. We thank you all for listening. And right now, we want to get back to some more music. Earlier, you were listening to H-Town. I appreciate you. And Justin Timberlake, you know, that song was awesome. Now we're going to bring you Case, Sex Game.
For my call to tell me that your body's craving me, but the phone's not enough tonight. Let's make this reality.
We can do the things that you don't get.
We can do
it alone.
Yeah, baby.
Can't hear what you used to. Phone it 'cause I know it gets you wrong.
Yes, it's too late.
Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio. And you just listened to a snippet of Case. I love Case. He was just on in July for my birthday, pre-birthday bash, so it was so nice. You know, we really enjoyed having him, and major shout out to him. He's doing major things. He got a new song coming out, and it's just going everywhere. Everybody is just, you know, doing good things right now. And if you're an artist, the time is now. Get out there and, you know, just let everybody know. Build yourself up. Brand yourself. The time is now, because it's so many people that is really out there, and they're just working. They're moving. And, again, you know, we're excited about tomorrow. I will be hosting the Showcase Your Talent in Rockingham, North Carolina, at 6 o'clock p.m., Leek Street School, and Team Sachs is the sponsors. And right now, we want to go to Young Sachs, and he has that 5950. Y'all check it out. He's only 13 years old. Young Sachs, check him out.
My mama know I'm Gucci when I walk.
Rich Radio, and I am the host, Miss Nikki Rich. We are in our second half of the show, and we have a special guest in the building. We have Mr. Devin the Dude in the building on iJive. What's going on?
Just cooling, just chilling. How's it going with you, Nikki?
I am good. How are you? I know you got a lot going on.
Yeah. Right now I'm in El Paso, but I'll be headed to Maryland tomorrow. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. All right. Maryland. Yeah, I like Maryland. How's El Paso?
Oh, it's hot, but it's cool.
It's hot, but it's cool.
Yeah.
I hear that. You keep doing your thing. Man, I was, you know, I told everybody that you were coming on, and all my guys, you know, all my friend guys, my brother was like, man, I still got a VH1, one of those, what is it, the VCR with Lax.
Yeah.
He was like, man, I was thrilled all the time.
Oh, man, that would work, too. Tell him I said appreciate it.
Yes, his name Fleetwood. He raps also, but he called himself Fleetwood. But he was like, man, you got Devin. And then I told another guy, he was like, man, Devin, they always say that's my dude.
Well, good looking out, man. I appreciate that. I appreciate all that.
Yes, I was looking over your, I mean, you have an extensive background. You've been doing a lot for a long time.
Well, it's a blessing to still be a part of the game, you know, at this point, man. You know what I'm saying? That people still appreciate the stuff. So, you know, I just, I enjoy doing it too. So it all works out.
No, I know, I'm telling you, everybody loves your music. They love all of it because as soon as I mentioned you was coming on, everybody was going crazy. We have people tuning in now. I mean, I was getting texts and everything. So, you know, shout out to all our listeners right now.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Good looking out. Yeah, much love to all my coffee brothers.
You can sing.
Oh, man, I just be tripping. you know. And there's a lot of people out there that can really sing. You know, I just sing a little bit.
Yeah, I hear that. So are you from, where are you from?
I'm originally from St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Yeah.
Do you ever go back?
Been in Houston. Yeah, we go back, family reunions, and sometimes doing shows and stuff like that, and we always, you know, reunite with the family members and everything, and, you know, man, you know, grab some, you know what I'm saying, some old stuff I missed, like the whole, you know, going crabbing and stuff, and going to the park, eating a whole bunch of crabs and just chilling.
Yeah, I mean, I love some crabs now. I can eat so many crabs that make me sick. That's how much I like it.
Yeah.
Yes. I hear you. And I know you've been doing, how long have you been doing, being in the music industry? I know you started pretty young.
Yeah, I mean, I started like in, you know, like in the early 90s, you know, the Odd Squad in 93. We had an album together. It came out in 94 called Fat Enough for Everybody. And that was like, and I started doing some work with Scarface and, you know, rap a lot, man. And it was a nice little journey, you know. So I guess since like 94 to be official.
And you was a member of the Odd Squad?
The Odd Squad, yeah. Much love to Rob Quest and Jug Mug. Yeah, we still real cool, too, and keep in touch. And still do music together, too, so, you know, it don't stop.
Oh, that's nice. And I love some Scarface, man. That's hot right there, you know, to be able to be doing music with Scarface. That's pretty hot. And I know he feels the same way about you.
Yeah, real cool people.
That's pretty cool. And you had so, you had a lot of, you know, singles to come out, Trying to Live, Waiting to Inhale, Landing Gear.
Yeah. Been a cool little journey. Much love to all my coffee brothers who've been helping me out too over the years. We just finished up our last project, Coffee Brothers Fresh Brew. It's in stores now and everything, and we had a lot of fun doing that, and it sounds pretty cool too, man. It sounds actually nice, man. So say if anybody ever get a chance to listen to that Coffee Brothers Fresh Brew, you should, you know, should be,
oh, that's nice.
Be, you know, be satisfied with that right there. It's pretty cool, you know, something to chill out and have a little coffee break too, if you know what I mean.
I know, that's right. And man, you released 7 solo albums. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty. I mean, that's cool. That's quite a bit. You know.
So you need me on the track, so I can say Nikki Rich.
Yeah. Nikki Rich in the house.
Yeah, you know it. Yes, sir. Nah, I can't do nothing. All I could just do is talk. Well, I could barely do that.
Oh, you do a good job.
Everybody
you
always say, you
job,
country, dude. You country. That's what I always hear. All the time. And you did some work with Tech N9ne.
Yeah, did some work with Tech N9ne. I think a song called After Party. I think that's the name of it. The latest stuff.
Yeah.
Be good. Yeah, but Tech is real cool people too, man. Much love to Tech N9ne. Yep. Yeah.
you got a melody with everything you say, ain't it? I hear you.
So what about you, Nikki? You've been doing your thing though, right?
Yeah, I'm trying. You know, we growing here at iJive Urban Rich Radio. You know, I've been on the radio for 20 years, but this internet radio is totally different.
Mhm. It is. Yeah, it's the wave of the future, sign of the times right now.
And I know you got a lot of music on the internet. Tell everybody how they can, you know, find your music or where they can go if they wanted to purchase.
Well, you know, you can go to Amazon, you know, you go to iTunes. You can even go to Best Buy and FYE, too, to get the latest stuff that we just did. Devin the Dude presents Coffee Brothers Fresh Brew. Yeah, that's the latest stuff right there. And working on other projects right now as we speak. And you can keep up in touch with me via the Twitter. That's not my Facebook. Somebody hacked my Facebook, and they, you know, that's not me on there. But, you know, it's all good. My Twitter is The Real Devin 420. You can holler at me on that end right there, too. And once again, man, much love and appreciate all the appreciation over the years. And that's been my fuel to keep me going. You know, just my fans and my friends, my family's just been pushing me and helping me along. And I appreciate that.
Man, you doing it, honey. You just keep doing what you're doing. Because I'm telling you, everybody is tuned in right now. I mean, everybody was just like, Devin the Dudes, he's coming on your show. I had people text me and everything. It's crazy. I was like, yeah.
Well, well, it's my blessing, man. It's my pleasure to be a part of your show, Nikki. You keep doing big things, making major moves yourself.
Yes. You know, I want to give a shout-out to I Feel Great Radio. They're in the building. We have HME Radio. Also, I'm a part
HME
of HME,
and I feel great. Yeah, I'm much better than them.
Have you heard of HME Radio? Oh, okay. Well, we're part of, I'm part of a conglomerate. HME is a part of it. And we are a group of radio stations. We call ourselves TIC, known as the Independent Connect. We connect different artists and, you know, just anybody pretty much. We connect them to other radio stations or whoever they need to get heard. And we really support each other. We like a sister brother radio station, just helping each other out, helping the artist get heard, or who, like, it might be an actor or actress. And I know, you know, we just there to support, and that's what we're working on now. We're working on building that independent connect.
Well, that's cool right there, man. People ought to have a cool avenue to go through, man. I'm pretty sure that's a real good one that y'all doing, because that's, you know, you got to have the internet right about now, and the more the merrier. You know, there's piles of numbers, so I'm pretty sure, man, somebody's going to get put on if they come through what y'all doing. Yeah, it's cool, man.
Yeah, it is. It's cool. And we're just going to keep doing it. You know, we're going to keep going.
Okay, well, much love and success to y'all. Much love to HME. Yeah, and I feel great, radio. Keep on doing your thing.
Yeah.
Hello?
But I'm here. We're here.
Oh, okay.
And I well, I got some of your music, too, we're going to play.
All right, cool. That's word.
And I love all your music, by the way. But I was, I like this one song. It's called, one second, you have to excuse me, my phone. Everybody's hit me up. I like, let me see, I'm trying to get to it right now. My phone is off the hook. Shout out to everybody tuned in right now. We have I Like What You Do.
Okay, that's from the Gotta Be Me album, man. okay.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
You know, just to give my appreciation to, you know what I'm saying, everybody got to give it up sometimes to their little mama or their little friend that they holler at or whatever. Or, you know, just to show your appreciation to them and let them know that you cut for them, meaning, you know what I'm saying, you like what they do, you know, the things they do, and you know what I'm saying, and you don't take it for granted. That's all.
I don't. Well, we want to go to that right now. And here it goes. This is the first. Devin the Dude, I Like What I Do.
But a lady and so lovely, of course. Pop a bottle of bubbly, whatever your choice. And I treat you right because you keep it tight. And you make it easy for me to sleep at night. No concerns, no worries. You don't have to hurry up home. Cause I'ma bury this bone when you show. You already know how it's gon' go. Like it what you do. Things you do. The way you do what you do. Yo, I like what you do. Like what you do. Things you do. The way you do what you do. Yo, I like what you do. Girl, you're so sexy with your hourglass figure. And I keep thinking about when I was last with you. In the club and you shaking it off. Looking at me, thinking about breaking me off. And I was fine with it. You know I'm down with it. Cause you know that I don't be fucking around with it. Shit, and if you with it, we can flip. Let's go, tally ho. Make you feel good with the whole objection. I'ma make you come and there's no exception. We can flip, dip, got coffee to sip. Take your shoes off, take that purse off your hip. Let me undress you, sex you up. Just got your hair fixed, I try not to mess it up. Put it in slow. If you're ready, let's go. Do your thing, girl. How you twist, make that ass swing, you know what I'm saying? I like the way them titties hang, too. You know what I'm saying? Every curve, every stretch mark, girl. Yeah. I like what you do, you know what I'm saying? I like the things you do. The way you do what you do. Yeah. Ever since we hooked up in that club, man, it's been on ever since.
Jive Urban Rich Radio. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we're live here with our special guest, Mr. Devin the Dude, and you were just listening to I Like What You Do. What's going on, Devin the Dude?
Just cooling. Yep, yep, just cooling, man. Cooling. Hey, getting ready for a pretty big show tonight. Chilling, chilling, just, you know. Getting ready for a coffee break in a minute.
All right. I see our chat room is going crazy. And my take, I see HME Radio said that favorite song is What a Job This Is, featuring Snoop and Andre 3000.
Oh, okay. Tell him I said thank you. Appreciate that, HME.
I know he's probably going to be getting to you, too. And Miss Kane, you know, she Miss Kane in the building, she's shouting you out as well. You know, much love.
All right.
Everybody,
all right, much love,
you know,
Ms. Kane.
The chat room live.
Okay. Appreciate that, y'all. Thank y'all. Good looking out.
Yeah. Well, we are so glad to have you today. I know you've been doing... You got a lot going on. What's upcoming projects that you have coming on?
Well, we just finished that Fresh Brew, that Coffee Brothers Fresh Brew album. That's in stores now and on iTunes or whatever. But I'm working we're still working. It don't stop. It don't stop. We got a lot of promotion and to do on that because we put a lot of work into it. You know, it's a cool album, a fresh brew album. It's something that you ought to have. We consider it a classic, not just because, you know, it's ours, but, you know what I'm saying, we love hip-hop and just music in general, and then we kind of just put our hearts into it. You know, I got another solo album I'm working on. It should be coming out, you know, probably at the end of this year or the beginning of next year. You know, I don't have a title just yet, but I have a few songs already, and, you know, we're moving along with that.
Well, we're going to have to get some music from that. You going to send us some tracks for iJive Urban Rich Radio?
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure will.
And if you
sure
want,
will.
You can do a drop for us as well.
Okay, yeah, all that is cool. All that is real cool, you know what I'm saying? Shoot me all the info, you know, that you want on, and it's going down.
Okay. Well, we're going to go to the phone lines. We have a 702 number. Caller, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
What's going on, folks? It's Kano the Pyro from HME Radio out here in Vegas.
All right, what to do, player?
You got
hey,
it, Devin.
How's it
going,
man? Just cooling, man. Just chilling. Out here in El Paso, man, holding it down.
Man, I definitely respect artistry, man, and, you know, all the different type of creative things that you're doing with yourself. And, you know, definitely feeling the Coffee Brothers. Shout out to the Coffee Brothers out there, you know,
mm-hmm.
choking on that good.
Yep, yep.
Y'all are crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, we definitely love to have you on HME Radio also, man. We keep a song in rotation with you on the show. What we got now? I think I got that. Got Bills.
Oh, Got Bills to Pay. Okay, yeah, that's the single off of the Fresh Brew album. Good looking, good looking.
Yeah, I'm banging
good
that right
out,
there. That one with you and Snoop. I don't need no bitch. That's definitely
okay,
a rotation.
Okay.
We Get High. That's one of my favorite ones right there, right now.
All right.
You definitely in the playlist,
yeah,
man.
Shout out to the squad. Man, thanks, man. Thanks, man, for having me on the playlist, man. Doing it big, man. Putting it in, man. I appreciate all support over the years, too, man, because it seems like you go way back, especially with that Getting High, the hard squad stuff.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Reefer and Beer, that was like one of my first tracks I heard from you. You know, as a youngster.
okay, cool.
That will put
cool.
me on to you. But I want to ask you, though, man, what's one of your favorite collaborations that you worked with so far?
Oh, man, it's been so, man, every one of us has been different, man. A cool learning experience, man. And just, man, it's quite a few, man. The one with Rafael Sadiq was kind of cool, man. Cause I didn't have any idea on what kind of song we was gonna do and, you know, what kind of vibe we was gonna have. But everything really, really worked out real well, man. And, you know, saying we took a little coffee break and we was chilling, man. And ended up coming up with some pretty cool stuff. So, but you know, everybody I work with, man, I had pleasure working with them, man. And it was. And I would love to work with him again on any new artist too, man.
Nah, what a job it is, man. You definitely gave love to the, you know, the producers and, you know, behind the scenes things that people don't really know about this industry, man. I really appreciate that song, and, you know, that was a good collaboration from Snoop and Andre 3000. I mean, that's actually my ringtone right now.
You're looking out, letting everybody know you're out there on the grind. Huh? So, yeah, man.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of work involved in what we do, and I so appreciate that.
How did that song come about?
Well, actually, it was just a skit, man. I just had one verse and a couple of hooks on it, man. I just kind of wanted a public service announcement almost, but towards the end of the album, a lot of people asked about the song and was saying, man, it should be a whole song instead of just a skit, you know, one verse thing. So, you know, people rap a lot and start reaching out to other people like Andre and Andre 2000 and Lil Wayne and other people, man, Snoop Dogg and a lot of people that we were reaching out for. And Lil Wayne ended up being on another song, Lil Girl Gone, but what a job. He had Snoop and Andre 3000 on it, man. It came together really, really well, man. And I sure appreciate them cats for making it happen, too.
All right. You coming to Vegas anytime soon?
Man, as soon as I'm invited, man, I'm there, man. I am there. Yeah, man. Vegas is keeping it crunk.
You
yeah,
gotta come to Charlotte,
North
Carolina too.
Yeah, gotta come to North Carolina, man. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I got one more question for you, Devin. I'm gonna let y'all, you know, do y'all thing. What's the process of, you know, somebody getting a 16 from you, or, you know, different producers getting at you?
I mean, there's no one way to do it. I guess, you know, just I mean, cats at the shows who's already on and doing work and they submit a track or something or let me know, you know, we can create contacts or whatever. And it's all about the music to me, man, for the most part, the idea or the subject matter, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't have like a set price or nothing to, you know, just say, you know, I don't have like a, you know, say, give me such and such, and I got the, you know, verse or whatever. It's just a matter of music and how it's gonna come together and how it's gonna sound, and, you know, and if the music sound cool, you know, the rest is, you know, will take care of itself.
All right. What did they send it at?
You can hit me up at you used to go to The Real Devin 420, you know what I'm saying? That's my Twitter page, you know what I'm saying? That's me. We can chop it up there, and then I'll just let you know about other, you know, email addresses you can send it to. And, man, we can make it happen.
All right. Thanks, man. Thanks for taking my questions, man. I appreciate it. Keep doing what you're doing.
No problem. Good looking out, man. Hold it down, man.
Already.
Oh, thank you, HME Radio, for showing love, coming on, tuning in to iJive Urban Rich Radio, TIC, you know, the Independent Connect. And, you know, thank you again, Devin, for being on with us. I know you got some things you're working on right now. And we're excited to have you here. You know, this is your first time for the Dive Experience.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of your show, man. And hopefully you'll prosper and everything come together. And you know, I'll be back.
Yeah. You gonna have to come on and co-host with us one day. You know, keep it live. We got Bishop Don Juan on Monday.
Okay, that's cool. That'll
be crazy.
Okay, that'll be nice to do.
Yeah, like one day you gonna have to co-host with us.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you again for being with us. Is there anything else you would like for our listeners to know, or how could they contact you?
I'd like the listeners to know that I appreciate them for appreciating the music, and that's probably been the reason why I've been in it for, you know what I'm saying, for as long as I have, just because, you know, people ask about what's new and what's coming out next, and that means a lot to me, man, because that's kind of what I hope. I started the whole thing off a long time ago just because one person liked the one of the songs I did. So, cool, man. You can keep in touch with me with The Real Devin 420 on Twitter. And I'll let you know what's coming up and what's going down. And I appreciate that. And much love to everybody out there who's been supporting me over the years.
All right, Devin, don't forget to follow me on Twitter now. I'm always
all right. All right, I got you. I'm going to do it right now, actually.
And also, I want you to send some tracks to iJive as well, you know?
Okay. Well, okay, I'll send you some new fresh off-the-press tracks, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what we're looking for, fresh off the press.
Yeah.
I'm going to be, staying up with you, seeing what you got going on. You know, again, we welcome you back to iJive Urban Rich Radio anytime.
All right, good looking out, man. Have a cool evening and hope all is well.
All right.
I appreciate the time you're taking out for me.
All right, much love and success, and we always say God bless.
Oh, yeah, God bless, much love.
All right, you were just listening to Mr. Devin the Dude, awesome man. He's just been working, for a long time. He's been doing many things, you know, so y'all check him out. He got some hot music. Follow him on Facebook. Or follow him on Twitter at the real Devin 420. Follow him on Twitter. Right now, we want to go to this Fleetwood Swag Overload.
Yeah, I'm out of here. Hey, slow your roll. Ain't no telling what I got in here. I stun hard. Pockets on swole. Stacks over hoes. Swag over low.
Barry B. Chip. I see you shining diamonds. Holla at your boy. Crazy 730. My nigga Sonny Brown. Network. Let's get this money. Let's make the money network. Yeah. Let's go. Our time to shine.
They know Benati in town. The way he moved the city. Had to take the spinners. All too many bras digging his ass. She wanna ride, I'ma let her come with me. Go hypnotize they mind, just like Biggie. I do it big time, real fly, stay jiggy. I'm with a fine dime, fat behind, real silly. The sun don't make me sweat, cause the Jews keep me chilly. I'm high of life like I rode it in a Philly. Let the yacht take food, we all playing in peace. Popping bottles with my crew when they came with freaks. Gourmet on the payroll, cooking up a feast. I eat like a fat nigga, but I work out like a beast. Got $1 million face, I'm an entrepreneur nigga. Jealousy keep me stunting, I pop off like a blicker. Mommy claim they got love inside, only cause we making love inside. In between they thighs, it feels like a magic carpet ride. Enjoy the summer breeze, like I'm high flying through the sky. I can't lie, mommy off the chain, but she can't see my eyes. They behind platinum Cartier frame. And she love when I do what I do, when I do the damn thing. I run around town like the president, man. I do it big time. Like big homie was saying, if there's no man that kills on board, then switch your plane. If there's a place you wanna be, OT, let's go. If we flying through the air, we don't care, we go. From the NYC, out the country, we go. We get the party popping everywhere we go. Take that thing, ma, like the way that they go. You know we getting right all night till we go. You ain't scared to ride, baby girl, let's go. I can show you how to live your life on the go. Like the way you shake that mama. Keep throwing yourself at me, I might take it mama. Keep dancing like that, I'm gonna get naked on you. She a 10, but shaped like an 8, so proper. I'm your future big baby, I'm the greatest that you ever find. If time is money, Dromanati ahead of time. I like a fine lady, top of the line. She got a good head on her shoulders and she topping off mine. Whoa, let's go, there's more sight to see. Listen, after the after party, we take a walk on the beach. And baby, I let it flow, cause talk is cheap. Explore your body like the internet, all in my seat. I'm from the city that never sleep, you dig? We never sleep. We can have more fun than you could do in a week. I got big time money, baby, nothing is cheap. I'm everywhere where the money at, come roll with a cheap. If there's a place you wanna be, OT, let's go. If we flying through the air, we don't care, we go. I'm the NYC, out the country, we go. We get the party popping everywhere we go. Take that thing, ma, like the way that they go. You know we getting right all night. Yeah, it's Joe Minotti,
damn right.
The future's greatest. Album coming soon. Place you wanna be, it just go. You gotta get out of here, man. Just go. You know what I mean? Vacation time. We've been working hard enough, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
All right. Welcome back to iJive Urban Rich Radio.